If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. But I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And I don't know if we're going to be walking 500 miles, but we have some good news to report. And that is that the annual Relay for Life 2020 is, in fact, going to be happening in Hastings. And we're going to get the whole scoop from our friend organizer, Linda Campa. Linda, how have you been?
Great. How are you, Mo?
Well, I'm good, thank you. So tell us a little bit about how this event is shaking out, because I know so many events have been canceled.
Yeah, we've actually been extremely fortunate that we're able to have our event. The American Cancer Society puts on about 70 Relay for Life events just in Minnesota, and unfortunately this year most of them have been canceled or had online events. So we've been very fortunate that we're able to have ours with some guidelines in place, but still very exciting.
And how were you able to do that?
The American Cancer Society had to go through several steps to decide, number one, the safety of the people there, cancer survivors. We obviously don't want to put anybody in danger. So they do have some pretty strict guidelines in place, which include, of course, social distancing, which we're all painfully aware of, and requiring masks. And that goes along with also the City of Hastings guidelines of social distancing and wearing of masks. Now, we are outside, but the American Cancer Society does still require masks. And that's not to say that they can't be removed when eating and drinking, of course. But yeah, it was quite a feat to have it happen, and it's happening.
So tell people when the event is and where it's going to be.
It is always the first Friday in August. This year it's Friday, August 7th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. That will be at the Rotary Pavilion at Levy Park down by the river. And this year we will have a new band to us called Fistful of Ladies. If you haven't heard them, you must come take a listen. And we also will have Dr. Florence Cotiso, the oncologist at Regina Hospital, will be speaking as well.
So this event is going to be on Friday, and again, it's at night. It's from 6 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. And who is the event for, please?
The event is for cancer survivors. The event really benefits the American Cancer Society, but the purpose of the event is to celebrate survivors, because we're not there without our survivors. That is why we raise money. That is why the event happens. And this year, unfortunately, the Cancer Society is really in desperate need.
Because many of the events have been canceled?
Right. Our event, for example, last year was kind of our pump-up year, our comeback year, and we raised about $42,000 and had about 13 teams. And this year we have currently about six teams, and we're at about $7,300.
So people can even participate, though, even if they don't want to leave their home. How could they go about doing that?
Absolutely. You can go to relayforlife.org/HastingsMN. It's an easy way to donate, and please donate.
Give us the address again, please.
www.relayforlife.org. www.relayforlife.com/HastingsMN.
So the Relay for Life has been going on in some form for how many years?
Oh my gosh, I wish I knew. I should have that off the top of my head. I want to say it is about 30 years for Relay for Life. And don't quote me on that because I'm not 100% sure. But it's been a lot of years. Our event here is in its 26th year.
And this event used to be called Bridge for a Cure. And then how long ago was it that you became Relay for Life?
The event actually started out as Relay for Life. And then as some of their guidelines changed, we became Bridge to a Cure, which still benefited the American Cancer Society. That has not changed. And now we've been back to Relay for Life for several years.
So what will the event look like, Linda?
We will start off, as always, with our survivor lap. Now, our survivor lap will look a little different because everyone will have to be socially distanced. In years past, everybody would kind of come together in one spot and kind of walk that first lap as a group. But this year, no less special. We will just have people kind of spaced out throughout the track and kind of do their first lap like that. Following that, we usually do a caregiver lap, so we'll have caregivers join those survivors on the lap. And then after that, everybody's just free to kind of walk. And as we go through the night, we will be reminding people about social distancing because, again, it's about keeping people safe. So that is our number one priority, especially this year.
So to have Dr. Cotisa come and speak is really a great coup for you. That'll be really impressive.
It's amazing. It's amazing to have a cancer center right at Regina Hospital. It's sad that it is such a busy place, but it's an amazing resource, and Dr. Kikiso is an amazing doctor, too.
So the event, again, is going to be on Friday, August 7th, and it runs from 6 o'clock p.m. until 11 o'clock p.m. I know that you're having some music. Will you have food as well?
Yes, we have food by Hastings Public House. If you're not familiar with Hastings Public House, they are part of the Hastings Golf Club. Some people know it as the Old Country Club. But yes, Hastings Public House, they were there last year. They have amazing food. And also we'll have ice cold adult beverages by Second Street Depot.
And the event is very family friendly, I know. Tell us about that.
It is. You know, kids, families, anyone really is welcome to come and encouraged to come. The more people, the better. Last year, we were able to add a bouncy house, some face painting, things like that. This year, unfortunately, we cannot do those things for obvious COVID safety reasons. But kids are always welcome. Everything is family friendly.
You know, just so people can understand how cancer really does reach out to everybody, I'm going to read some of the statistics right from the American Cancer Society's website. 1.8 million people will have a new cancer diagnosis this year in 2020. And of those, about 606,520 Americans are expected to die of cancer. And that translates into about 1,600 deaths a day. So cancer is the second most common cause of death in the U.S., exceeded only by heart disease. So those are pretty staggering numbers.
It is. And that's why this year is so important, because COVID-19 has really derailed so many things that the American Cancer Society is trying to do. You know, it's proven that people are delaying their treatments. They're delaying their appointments. They're delaying necessary tests, and that's a scary thing when you're a cancer patient, and time is of the essence.
It is. So are you saying, I know you also work at the hospital, are you saying that things are kind of opening up again and we can make appointments?
Yes. I mean, the cancer center, fortunately, never slowed down, or unfortunately, you know what I mean? But yeah, things are picking up, and you know, we're open for business, and people, you know, we're there to keep them safe. You know, masks are required, not an option, it's a requirement. But people definitely should not ever be putting off necessary tests or treatments. We're there for them, and they should make those appointments if they haven't.
And some of the screenings that you offer at Regina are what?
We do mammograms, ultrasounds, CT scans, MRIs, you name it. They can pretty much do it at Regina. And if they can't, they will help you find the right place to do it. And, you know, the same with the clinics. The clinics are more and more every day opening up. And, you know, the same with that. If you need a doctor appointment, you definitely should not be delaying that. Those are, you know, our health. We're not here without our health, right?
Right. Linda, tell us how you originally got involved in the Relay for Life.
I originally got involved after my dad passed away from cancer, and that was about 25 years ago. My dad died 3 days after my daughter was born.
The daughter that's getting married?
Yes. Yes, she's getting married in September. So that first year, I had a team that first year, and then I joined the committee the year after that because I was so impressed with it, and I never left. They can't get rid of me.
What kind of cancer did your dad have?
He had lung cancer first, and then he ended up dying from lymphoma.
And 25 years ago, has the treatment, has it changed for the better?
Oh, gosh. You know, I hate to give any details on what I'm not an expert on, but I think things have changed immensely. I think there's new treatments probably every day. You know, there's new research all the time, and that's part of what the Cancer Society funds. So, yeah, I would say 25 years ago, things were very different.
You know, when you think about, you know, we hear about cancer and we hear about all kinds of cancers that probably are uncovered because there's so much new testing, but we really have made some progress with cancer as far as death rates go. And I'll read another statistic here. In 1991, there were 215 cancer deaths per 100,000 people. And in 2017, that rate had dropped 29% to 152
wow.
people per 100,000. So that's a decline that is pretty impressive. It is amazing.
Yeah.
And so all of the money that is raised, I know, goes towards helping, but it's not just for research. Talk about some of the other things that the American Cancer Society can help with.
Well, I can give you an example of when one of my best friends, Angie, who has since passed from cancer, but when she was alive, one of the things that I tried to help her do was get some financial help and resources, and I called the American Cancer Society, and they were able to give me resources for rides, for mortgage payments, rent payments, utility payments, the things that we don't think about when, you know, you are going through cancer treatments that maybe you can't work, and all of a sudden you don't have a paycheck coming in. It's amazing the things that they have at their fingertips. If they can't do it themselves, they have a resource and can direct you to, you know, another company or another organization that can help. It's really pretty amazing. And I can give you that number too. That is 1-800-227-2345, and that is there 24/7, 365 days a year.
And that's something I think, again, that people don't think about are the ripple effects or the mushroom effects of a cancer diagnosis. What you said
right.
is so true, not only for the person, but talk about the caregivers too. I think it's important that at this Relay for Life, I like how you always honor them as well, because they're sometimes
right.
the unsung heroes, aren't they?
Yeah, and they're the unsung heroes that don't usually like to be recognized either. But, you know, we do our best because a lot of these cancer survivors wouldn't be around without them. You know, whether it's making those appointments or taking them to their appointments or being a shoulder to cry on, you know, it's every part of a cancer survivor's life is dependent, you know, on someone else often. So they really, it's really an important role.
And I would assume that the teams that you have are from all walks of life and all different kinds of cancer.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Do some keep coming back every year?
We do. Most of the teams we have this year, I believe, are returning teams. And I won't try to name them all because I don't have them in front of me and I don't want to leave anybody out. But we do have some very dedicated teams. And that's not to take away from teams that maybe wanted to be there but couldn't, you know, maybe because of COVID. I know some people are, you know, still not going out and wanting to protect themselves, and that's okay too. And that's why I think it's important to for people to know that they can donate online still too.
So for the evening itself, do we come right at 6 o'clock? What do we do, please?
I would say if you come any time between 5 and 6, if you want to get a spot to sit, and if you, especially if you want to start up a team, it's never too late. And then the event usually kicks off between 6 and 6:30, we like to make sure there is ample amount of people there before we do our survivor lap. And then we do the Luminaria celebration, which is lighting the bags, and that usually happens around 9:30 or so. So that's kind of an important time to be there too, because it's a nice time to reflect on those cancer survivors and those that have not survived.
And people can buy bags to have them lit, is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
How did they do that, and Linda?
They can donate online, and I think there is a spot for that. But anybody is always welcome to reach out to myself or Joanne Schomer, who is a co-chair on the committee. And I can give you my phone number and her phone number as well.
Perfect.
My number is 651-442-7960. And Joanne's number is 651-485-1423.
Well, we really appreciate it. We hope it's a great evening. And is it rain or shine?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because in the last 25 years, we have never canceled. This year, because of COVID and because we're not able to have a tent and tables and chairs and those extra things, that if it is rain, we will be forced to cancel our event.
So people can maybe tune in to KDWA. Well, if you can call us and let us know.
Yeah, KDWA. We do have a Facebook page as well. It's Relay for Life of Hastings, and we'll do our best to get the word out there as much as we possibly can, if that's the case.
Oh, Linda, we hope for great weather for you. Thank you again. Yes, thank you for all you do. Linda Campa, she's one of the chairs of the Relay for Life 2020. It's going to be Friday, August 7th. At the Rotary Pavilion starting at 6 o'clock p.m. And we know that everybody that is listening, cancer has touched you in some way. So this would be a great event to come. If you don't feel like participating, come and take it all in, and you'll, I promise you'll be very, very moved. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I will